So, Alexandra, tell us a little bit more about Comptoir 102.
So Comptoir 102 is a lifestyle concept store. So a concept store is a store where you could find a bit of everything. So you won't find a bit of everything. You would find mostly design, furniture, from furniture to small objects for the house, and then fashion accessories. And we'll soon have a coffee shop opening with light food.
And where are you sourcing your products from?
We are sourcing mostly in France for the furniture, but we are not exclusive to France. We wanted to create really an atmosphere, and when you come to Comptoir 102, you would enter in a house and you would figure out how to furnish your house, because we have a real style different of what you can see in Dubai. And so what we see is that people, when they come in, they feel at ease, so they spend time with us, and that's really nice.
Based in Jumeirah, in a villa there, and so who's coming to your villa?
So far, it was more with word of mouth, because we didn't advise at all. We opened only 2 months ago. People who are coming in are people who are passing by. They are curious and they pop in and they enjoy. And then it's through word of mouth mostly. Westerners, but not only. We start to have really Emirati people coming and I think enjoying it too. I mean, some of them are coming back quite
a lot regularly. Yeah. So how would you describe the style then?
It's casual, casual chic, I would say. A bit timeless, but not only it has a small trend in it. So if you talk about the fashion accessories part, it's really trendy. The decoration is a kind of comfortable, timeless, nice, different. No, we are working only with very small brands. So the brands we are working with, we know them by heart. And we don't know the quality of their work. And we know they are not huge names, and they are more confidential names. And the reason why we choose them is really because we know the quality of their work. And it's extremely important to us.
And it doesn't seem mass-produced.
No.
So in the pictures that I'm looking at, there's few pieces of each, and again, highlighting that exclusivity.
Exactly.
Very nice.
And Renata, so with Culture & Co., with the books and the resources that you're using, where are you sourcing these from?
Exclusively from France. Everything comes in from France. Everything is high quality. Everything is chosen by the bookstore keepers. All the games are only educational. We won't have toys, or we will only have educational games, educational products, like CDs, or even if they're very enjoyable, they will remain a part of educational in it.
And Mohammed, with regards to the French cinema and the movie scene, you know, quite often there is a trend, you see trends happening with the movies that are being distributed, that are on release. Are we seeing that with French cinema at the moment?
Yes, at the moment you have a very good balance between auteur, artistic movie, and a wide public, targeting a family. Like you have a movie Intouchable, or The Artist, the way it's made, it's auteur, even though it's kind of big budget, but at the same time it catered to a lot of needs, different needs. I think it's great because destroys this image of very intellectual and very niche movies that we have. So it's very interesting that we have new upcoming generation of film director who are very sensitive about culture and arts, and at the same time want to be successful and make good box office.
And are you finding there's a kind of cross-fertilization happening from France, you know, collaborations with other countries, or even here in this part of the world?
Yes, actually, the French cinema is actually the most important industry in the world in terms of co-production. We signed a co-production agreement with a lot of countries, including India, a few years ago when I was there. And we're working on a co-production agreement with the UAE. Considering the relation France has with the Arab Arab world, especially the North Africa, and you know, the cultural ties that we have and the huge community of Arab and Muslim community in France. The actually French industry is the biggest producer of Arab cinema. That is not known, but that's the truth, but mostly in North Africa. So what we don't want to do now is to extend this relationship to the Gulf region. And it's amazing what's happening here, because the authorities of the UAE, Qatar, are really trying to develop now a cinema in the Gulf. So we're working with them.
You know, we have a huge sort of history of series here in the region, and they, especially in certain times of the month like Ramadan, their series are created. People, families sit together, they watch it from beginning to end. How is that in France? Have they also, do they have
like a soap opera type thing as well?
Like, yes, yeah, like in the United States, shows such as Dexter or, you know, these series, I think, what would you call them? Mini dramas?
Mini dramas.
Miniseries,
it's very popular in France. It used to be only American series that were popular. Now we have a lot of French productions, even French production in English, so that they can be exported. I don't have a taboo about the language. I think when I was trying to distribute French movies in India, we were actually dubbing them in Hindi, Tamil, Telugu, in a lot of languages. I think what matters is that you transmit the art and the feeling, and the language is important, obviously. Otherwise, Uber will kill me, but I think it's if you want to widen the target and your public, you have to start to talk to them with their own language. So.
And I would say, that the public, the foreigners, are more mature to accept the French movies, the French cinema production now, because I think with the artists or with the intouchables, they are author movies and they are very intellectual and there is a message in the movie, but they were very well received worldwide, because I think the public is looking for something that's more
meaningful.
Absolutely.
Which is a kind of sign of the times, I think. Exactly. Isn't it? But we must mention comedy as well, and the French comedic is very strong, and can often be a way of conveying a serious message but through comedy. So who would stand out to you, or what film or TV would stand out to you from a comedy perspective?
I think the master of the master is Francis Weber, who is the director who did The Dinner Game. He's really the master. Now it's actually kind of mechanical. He knows how to do that. And every year he does a movie which lasts 80 minutes, not more. He says, I'm lazy, so I do one movie per year so that I can live well in Los Angeles. He lives in Los Angeles. But he's the master of the master for comedy. Now a new generation is coming, actually. But you have Lechti, was actually about, you know, some cross-cultural relation between people from Marseille and people from north of France. It's like two different countries, really, in terms of spirit and you know, the way they behave and everything. So it was a huge comedy, comedy is very interesting, but not all comedies can be exported and shown abroad, because, you know, comedy is really national.
The Marcel, the artist, I can't remember the
Le Mime Marceau.
What is your question?
Comedic, is it Leconte?
Patrice Leconte?
Yes.
He's a film director.
Yes.
A very good one. The last movie he did actually was shown at Dubai International Film Festival. It's called The Suicide Shop. And it's an animation for adults. And we might show it actually at the French Film Festival end of March in the Advoc Cinema in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. And the story is very interesting. It's people are all depressed in the city of Paris, so they go to the suicide shop to understand how they can suicide.
Right.
But it's a really third degree. it's very funny, very funny one.
I've just had a tweet here from a comedian friend of mine in the UK. So interesting there, or connecting with favourite French culture, what they think of. And he's saying the award-winning French comedian and saying charming women and mocking the stupid, and that is marcelleconte.com. You can check out online. So there you go.
Yeah,
coming from Christian Riley. Good morning to you if you're listening, Christian, who's tweeting to us.
Okay, yeah. He's listening from the UK.
Well, he's certainly tweeting to me from the UK. So he might be listening too. Yeah, he was recently performing here in the UAE also. So great, they're just across the world and across cultures. We can bring it all together and share and learn a little bit from each other. we have to let you go. Tell us where we can find out more of what you do and where you are based. So let's start with Alexandra. So with Comptoir 102.
Comptoir 102 is located on Beach Road, Jumeirah Run, opposite the beach center near the zoo on the beach side.
Excellent.
And it's open every day except Friday from 10 to 7.
Excellent. Lovely. And Renata?
The bookstore is in Udmeta next to the French schools and next to the Udmeta metro station. And we have a website where you can buy online, and it's culturecodedubai.com.
What I wanted to ask you, I know we're running out of time, is, but you know, compared to perhaps other places in the world where we're seeing the written word, not lost, but the paper, you know.
I even brought a few in here of Frank Sinatra's face on there.
And yeah.
I mean, this is a phenomenon, Zippo, isn't it? And just tell us, get a little bit of history on the lighter.
Yeah, Zippo is really a global iconic product.
Yeah.
It has that shape. We sell products in 160 countries, so it really is a global product, and it's embraced worldwide. It really has terrific, name recognition in the world, about 90%. So for a little company, you know, we're pretty well known.
I was going to say, going back to dear old George Blaisdell, of course, George G. Blaisdell, let's get it right. He sort of picked up the idea, started making them in his garage at one time, and it wasn't with the actual top that was fastened to the casing. The top actually came off. Then, of course, World War II started, I think about 1941, when the Americans, as we say, came in, and it was a GI's sort of equipment. It was part of the military equipment that every GI should have, a Zippo. And of course, sales just soared, and it became, I think, probably the most world famous.